to flow rivers of living water. Living water. This is the well of Bethlehem. This is the well of Bethlehem. The gospel, the word of God, and the water is Jesus. Do you need some water in your life? Not that liquid kind, but that glorified kind, that holy anointed kind, that Jesus that can step in the scene of your desert dry place and say, peace be still, all be made whole. You're going to make it. 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 But you got to go to the well of Bethlehem. Oh, yeah. This well was dug in Bethlehem. It was dug in obscurity. This well that was dug in Bethlehem, it was dug in the night. In fact, it was dug by the light of a single star. It was dug not in a palace, but in a stable. Humble shepherds came to see the opening of this well. And at the first gush of the living water, the very angels of God begin to shout, glory to God in the highest. You see, the angels, they wanted to drink of this water so bad. But God said, no, this water is reserved for the redeemed. It's reserved for the redeemed. I dug this for people like David who have an unquenchable thirst for me. The well of Bethlehem. 1 Peter 1 and 12, which things the angels desire to look into. The best news of all is that the well of salvation is still open today. It's still open today. There's still hope for our lost loved ones and our friends. There's still hope for you and I. The enemy doesn't want us to know that or them to know that. The skeptics, the doubters, the mockers, the religiously and politically correct, all block the way to the well of living water. They'll tell you and they'll say, that well dried up with the apostles. When those apostles died, that was it. There is no Acts church now. They'll tell you, that water isn't fit to drink. You need to leave that alone. Any other water is just as good. Just take a sip of my water. Or they'll tell you, well, you know, there's some obstacles to getting to that well, and you're not going to make it. You can't make it to that well. You can't live for God. You can't do right. Man, I know you. You should be in jail. How can you live for God? I'm here to tell somebody you may have to fight. You may have to break through the enemy's lines and his forces. But just one drink from this well, just one sip from the well, it's living water. It's holy water. You'll never run dry. You'll never be thirsty again. Nothing will take its place. There's no high enough. There's no low enough. There's no drug. There's no addiction. There's nothing like the salvation and the gift of the Holy Ghost and living for God and having a relationship with God and having an unquenchable thirst for the things of God. I'm here to tell you, the word works. But you got to go to the well. You got to go to the well. You got to get to the well. Whatever it takes. Your battle might be different than my battle or his battle or her battle. But whatever it takes for you to get to the well, get to the well, get to the well. Maybe you had to work late. Just come. Just come how you are. Get to the well. Get to the well. Somebody hear me tonight. Stop playing with God. It's time to get serious about this. He is coming back very soon, and we've got to be full of His Spirit. Get to the well. Revelations. Ooh, I feel a preach coming on. Hallelujah. Brother Brian, you better get on the keyboard. I might just go overtime tonight. Hallelujah. Revelations 22, 17. This was in my Bible study the other night. And when I begin to share it and read this scripture. Big tears begin to run down their face. They looked at me and they said, "You mean God loves me? You mean God really cares about me?" I said, "Yes, sir, God cares about you. He loves you. You might have given up on God, but God's never given up on you." Revelation 22:17. "And the Spirit and the bride say, come." Oh, yeah. "And let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Get to the well. Get to the well. Get to the well. That's why it's important that we have prayer, not just before church, but prayer in our homes. That's why it's important that we have prayer before service. And that's why it's important that we have prayer when we leave service and we're on our way home. Prayer works. Praise works. You usher in the presence and glory of God. When the praises go up, the blessings and the glory will begin to come down. This beautiful ground the other day, I shared it in prayer meeting Sunday. It began to rain over this freshly shaved or reconstructed ground out here that they're working on. And I looked at that rain coming down. I said, "God, let your showers of glory and blessings and love and forgiveness and compassion and conviction come down over us. Let us get sincere about what we're dealing with in our lives. Don't you think for a minute that the issue you're dealing with is just happenstance. The devil wants to confuse you and blind you and trip you up and get your attention diverted in a different direction than the direction you need to be going. We've got to have an unquenchable thirst for God. Matthew 5:6. "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Have you been hungry for the things of God? God will fill you. We had two praise reports that were mentioned tonight. One, a lady was in a coma. We've been praying for her. Brother Doucette called yesterday, last night. She's awake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have a friend in Texas. He's 54, 55. Has cirrhosis of the liver. They told him 9 years ago he needed to get on a liver transplant. They told him 4 years ago he'd be dead in 2 years. They told him today out of the range, 6 to 40, he was a number 6, 40 being the worst. Guaranteed him at least 2 more years, 85% guarantee. Better than what they said 4 years ago. God is a miracle worker. God is a healer. God is a provider. God is a way maker. God is a helper. There are miracles sitting in this building, in this room right now. I can show you kids upstairs and miracles. Oh, if you could see their homes. If you could see their families. They're miracles that they're even here. We serve a wonderful God. I challenge us. I challenge you. Sometimes you got to just check yourself, you know. Where am I going? Why am I going there? And when am I going to get there? But I challenge you. What's your driving passion? Do you truly have an unquenchable thirst for the things of God, or do you just come to look pretty and wear your nice clothes and visit? Or is there a hunger for God and the things of God? It starts in the home. It starts with your relationship with God. It starts with you being like David and saying, "God, all these people are after me. Their words are hurting me. They're mocking me. I'm a dog. I'm a nobody. But God, you're not going to forsake me. God, you're going to fight my battles. God, you're going to pull me through. He was speaking faith and life into his situation. He went to the well. He went to the well. And I promise you, if you'll go to the well, Jesus will never leave you or forsake you. He'll be a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Amen. Acts 2 and 17. And it shall come to pass. In the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. God was saying, in the last days, I'm going to turn the bucket upside down, and I'm going to pour out every last drop of my spirit, my blessing, my love, my glory, to whosoever will come. The well of Bethlehem. It all started with one phrase, oh, that someone would give me a drink of water from the well of Bethlehem. We all need a fresh anointing, a fresh drink. It's not a one-time experience. It's a daily relationship. I might not set 1 hour aside each day. Okay, from 1 to 2, I'm going to pray because I might be busy at 1 to 2. But there's not an hour in the day that I'm awake that I'm not saying something to God at some point. God, I love you. God, I thank you for getting me through. God, I thank you that when my battery died the other day, Pastor was right up the street and I could call him and he come and got me. God, I thank you for protecting my family. I thank you for your blessings. Just talk with God like you would your spouse or your children or your coworkers. Maybe not your coworkers. Just have a relationship with God is my point. The well of Bethlehem. Let's stand together all over the building. I wonder if you'd join hands with your neighbor. If you're not by somebody, squeeze over and jump by somebody real fast. Go to somebody, grab their hand. Link up with somebody. You can hold his hand. It's okay. I won't tell Judy. Folks, we serve a mighty, mighty good God. You know, the angels long to have what we have. And God is so awesome and such a gentleman that he allows us to have a choice. I desire to be more like Jesus. I desire to have his love and his mercy for the things around me. My family members that are lost, I pray that God would touch. Let's just pray right now for our families and our homes. Lord Jesus, we want to come to the well, Lord, the well of Bethlehem. We're asking you, God, to touch our families, touch our children. Touch our young people, touch our homes, God, our lost loved ones. Lord, give us an unquenchable thirst for you. Give us a holy anointing that only comes from you, God. Fill us all with the gift of the Holy Ghost like never before, an unquenchable fire flowing from us, Lord. Let the light of your glory and your mercy and your goodness shine through us, oh God, in the things that we do. Bind us together in one mind and one accord, God. Let us be focused on you and you alone. I give you praise and glory right now, Lord, for what you're doing in our homes, for what you're doing in our church, for what you're doing for our families, Lord. Lord, we ask you right now, Lord, strengthen Pastor and his family. Protect them, oh God, on their journey. Lord, we ask you, God, for every guest that walks in this building, that they would feel your love and your light shining through us, and they would feel right at home, and they could find that drink, oh God, from the well of Bethlehem, from you. and you could minister to their hearts and souls. God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We worship you. I wonder if all over the building, if you could just lift your hands right now. Let's just thank him. Lord, we thank you. We give you glory, Lord. We give you praise. Tell him, Lord, I give you praise willingly. Lord, I want to be more like you. Lord, I want to have that drink from that well that I'll never thirst again. Hallelujah. Let's give him a hand clap of praise. We serve an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. No matter what you're dealing with, no matter what comes at you, if you can just take it in stride, don't be reactive, be proactive. You get that? Don't just react when stuff comes at you, be proactive. If you're prayed up, when things come at you, I've seen Brother Baggett. I know them wheels are turning there. But sometimes that's all you need to do. You go home and process and pray, and then you come back, and when you open your mouth, wisdom comes out. You show how connected you are to God because you didn't put your foot in your mouth. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, you can have the victory. All you got to do is go to the well. Go to the well. Go to the well. Drink from that water that you'll never thirst again. Hallelujah. Remember, Pastor, this week in prayer. Remember our services on Sunday. We have the children are staying down Sunday morning, just so you know. They start school tomorrow. Going to kind of gear towards them. Sunday morning I will be doing worship. I'm going to gear a little bit towards them, but also to you. So don't lay out because I'm going to be talking to you too. Amen? Hallelujah. Witness to somebody this week. Tell somebody about the good news of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Greet somebody in the fear of the Lord. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.